ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Several of President Biden's top officials have arrived in Mexico for a high-level security summit with migration and drug trafficking topping the agenda.
The Biden administration is set to put renewed pressure on Mexico's government, asking for help stopping migrants and drugs from reaching the border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will meet with their Mexican counterparts, as well as Mexico's president. The Justice Department has escalated its prosecutions to tackle the fentanyl problem, including unveiling charges against Chinese companies and individuals this week who they say sell the drug's precursors to Mexican cartels. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
New York City officials say there has been a recent surge in migrants arriving. Mayor Eric Adams attributing the spike in part to Texas Governor Greg Abbott ramping up the number of buses he's sending to sanctuary cities. Senator Dianne Feinstein's memorial service Thursday will no longer be open to the public due to security concerns. This is ABC News. LSU football announced that 22-year-old safety Greg Brooks Jr. has been diagnosed with a rare brain cancer, medulloblastoma. Cleveland Clinic says it affects between 350 and 500 people each year and is most commonly found in children. The school says Brooks had a successful surgery last month to remove the tumor between his cerebellum and brainstem, but that it has impacted his speech and ability to communicate. Doctors say there is no evidence his cancer has spread. Another popular comedy show is making a comeback in the post-writer's strike world.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live is gearing up for a new season, announcing a start date of October 14th, the first show since the start of the writer's strike in May. Pete Davidson will host, with rapper Ice Spice as the musical guest, and then Bad Bunny will host and perform October 21st. And even though Hollywood actors are still on strike, SAG-AFTRA says it has no problem with the performers or hosts, noting in a statement that the show is under a different contract and is not part of the strike and will not be picketed. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. This isn't Jane. What's going on in here?
My voice has gotten even lower.
There you go. We got Jane with us. We got Greg on the board. And I am your guest host, Joe Zepecki, sitting in today. Thanks for riding along with us. Jane, the news was newsing yesterday.
Unbelievable.
A historic day in American history. You may have seen, certainly well-informed members of the public who are As Goes Wisconsin listeners.
Without a doubt.
No. That for the first time in American history, a sitting speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives has been deposed. We will have a lot of Kevin McCarthy and the circus that is the U.S. House of Representatives under Republican control this hour. We're also going to talk a little bit about something that's happening today.
Yes.
It has people... I don't know, worried, scared, freaked out, conspiratorial-minded. In just a few hours, there is going to be a test of the National Emergency Alert System.
Yes, which has happened before.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, Joe, apparently, according to some on the Twitter machine, and I'll never call it X, bite me, Elmo. The tone is going to set off whatever... implants were placed in the COVID vaccines.
Oh.
So the tone is going to set off these implants to lead to the zombification of the people who got
zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse. It's okay. The beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
We're going to get to all of that. And I feel like we need to start closer to home with what happened last night at American Family Field.
Yes.
The high highs of being a Wisconsin sports fan. Some low lows. I'm trying to sequence this all in my brain, but we live in an information environment where it's hard to keep it all straight. But it feels like it was very recently that within like a 48-hour span, Jordan Love and the Packers were rocking and rolling. The Milwaukee Bucks had acquired Dame Lillard in a blockbuster trade. And your Milwaukee Brewers had clinched the NL Central and were riding high going into the playoffs.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And then the Packers kind of laid an egg on Thursday night against the Lions. Jrue Holiday ended up on the Boston Celtics instead of the Portland Trailblazers, which is a much bigger problem for the Bucks if he's playing in Boston. And last night, game one of the wild card series, the Brewers couldn't get it done. Kind of a second day of bad news in a row. Because on Monday, we found out that one of the star pitchers, Brandon Woodruff,
right,
would be out for this first-round series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I was there last night.
Oh, you were?
I was. Because
they were leading.
The game started really, really well. Lead-off batters aboard in the first couple innings, took a 3-0 lead. Corbin Burnes was looking like he was on his stuff. And that game turned around in a big hurry when the Diamondbacks came back and tied it and then took a one-run lead. And then everything just kind of froze in place where for like seven frames, there were lots of runners on base, but no runs until Devin Williams surrendered a two-run double late. And the final, your Brewers 3, the Diamondbacks 6. All is not lost.
No, it's not.
It's a three-game series. We got two more to go. We got to get them both. Game 2 will be tonight at 6 p.m. And
this just always feels like what happens.
It felt so good, those first couple innings. And then it just, I don't know. It was like the air went out of the ballpark.
I also feel like it just kind of took the air out of the entire month of September, which felt like a rising of the Phoenix that is the Brewers. Like they were doing okay, but September, my gosh, they were just cranking it out. And it was like, oh my God, we're 1.5 games ahead. And all of a sudden we're 7 games ahead. I mean, granted, we have an easier division, but it just was like, come on, guys. We make the playoffs a lot, but we always seem to flop it on the first round, and I don't like that.
This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm your guest host, Joe Zepecki, in for Jane, who's with me. How does that all work?
Thank you for doing this, by the way. My husband and I had an early, could-not-miss medical screening appointment, and I was not sure how this was going to go, and I thought we were going to be late. And so I tapped you, you wonderful human being, to come in and sit in the big chair
today.
Well,
let's see how the next couple hours go before we do all of that. So if you were at American Family Field yesterday, if you've got any observations on the Milwaukee Brewers and what lies ahead, game 2 today, game 3 tomorrow, let us know. But let's get into what was the biggest news in these United States of America yesterday, which was the deposing of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Now, informed listeners will remember that in January, Mr. McCarthy had a bit of a hard time nailing down that speakership.
It only took, 15 votes?
I thought it was 16.
Was it 16?
But it was
up there.
It took him a while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of the deal to secure the speakership, Mr. McCarthy had to kind of give away the store. He had to empower the crazies in the Republican conference. Some have referred to them as the chaos caucus within the Republican conference. And so what that meant was at any point, any single member could file a motion to vacate the chair. Very Robert's Rules of Order in all of this.
Right.
But in sessions of Congress past, when like Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House.
With the same margin of majority, right?
Yep, with like a 4-seat majority.
Yeah.
The rules of the House stipulated that you needed like 10 or 15 or 20, a more critical mass of members would have to come together to call for a motion to vacate the chair. Mr. McCarthy couldn't get elected Speaker with that rule in place. So at any moment since January, any single member could go to the floor and say, your time's up, buddy. We're going to vote on it. And in the wake of, you know, at this time last week, everybody in America assumed we were heading for a government shutdown.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was like fait accompli. Congress was bracing for probably a long shutdown. I think the longest one in American history was 36 days. That was when Barack Obama was president, Paul Ryan was speaker, and there was some speculation that this shutdown could last even longer than that. And then at the 11th hour, a deal, a 45-day continuing resolution to extend the government funding through, I guess, the middle of November. And in order to pass that CR, Democrats had to kind of bail Speaker McCarthy out.
Yep.
Because the far right extremists in the Republican conference weren't having it. And I think it was like 11 o'clock at night on Saturday. You saw President Biden finally signing the bill to keep the government open. It would have shut down at midnight on Saturday. Quick aside on that. You want to know what kind of guy Joe Biden is? You want to know how much respect he has for the office he holds and the people he serves? At 11:08 p.m. Eastern time. That man put on a suit to sign the funding bill. He wasn't in a suit. It was Saturday night.
You mean he doesn't spend all of his time in a suit and tie?
He was probably in his jammies. But because of the respect he has for that office, he said, you know what? If I'm going to sign a bill to keep the government open, I'm going to put on a suit and tie. I thought that was pretty remarkable and a nice demonstration of how much respect he has for the office and the job that he has. So the government stays open. And now the question becomes, by working with Democrats to keep the government open, can Kevin McCarthy survive? And then on Monday, we had Matt Gaetz from Florida file this motion to vacate. And yesterday, you had the vote, which was high drama for a little while.
Yeah.
Right? There was...
Oh, yeah.
It you know, what one of these funny things, if you watch enough Congress, you kind of know that almost everything is predetermined ahead of time. You have a sense of how the votes are going to shake out, whether they're there, whether they aren't. And there was a real question as to whether McCarthy would survive the vote or not. And among the things that were being bandied about as potential ideas was maybe a couple Democrats help Kevin McCarthy
stay alive,
retain the speakership. And, you know, spoiler alert, you've seen the headline this morning. They did not. In the next segment, we'll talk about, you know, what we think of that. We'd love to get your take on that on the call or text line. Plug the number, Jane.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Yeah. What do you think of how this all went down yesterday? We know what the final vote was, which was 216 to 210. What was your experience throughout the day? Were you following this, like, every twist and turn, Jane?
I was not every twist and turn, but certainly I was checking in on this quite a bit. And I just want to call them the Whoop Whoop Boing Caucus now. Because it's Three Stooges, man. It is. It's Looney Tunes. And the fact that the Republicans now are so outraged at the Democrats for not stepping up to save Kevin McCarthy is absolutely laughable.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think the Democratic position is sort of not our clown, not our circus.
Exactly.
You guys are in charge.
Yeah.
You made this mess.
You deal with it.
We'll talk about some of the reasons after the break, if you come on back with us, why we think Democrats turned on McCarthy, if that's even how you want to describe it.
Right.
I personally don't think it is.
I don't think they turned on him.
No, it's not their job to help him out. And you'll hear some of the things that he did that I think Democrats were taking particular issue with. But before the break, I want to share this little fun fact. So it turns out that by serving from January after the 16 ballots, making it just into October, Kevin McCarthy has the shortest run as Speaker of the House since the 19th century.
Wow.
In the late 1800s, there was a Speaker of the House who had a shorter term because he died of tuberculosis.
Ah. Hey, Kevin, you stand alone. Well done. Embrace it.
I find that a reminder of the progress we have made. Much more to come in the next 2 hours. I'm Joe. She's Jane. Greg's on the board. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come on back for more discussion of Kevin McCarthy and the crazy day that was in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Whoop, whoop, boing.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 55. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows level off around 47. Turning much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 55 overnight. High of 70 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. 40 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I've got a warning to put out to America. America, protect your village idiots. The Speaker of the House position is open. They already have a couple of village idiots that are applying for the job. But villages, just hold on to your idiots. They don't have to be Speaker of the House. But if we do need a village idiot, I think I nominate Newt Gingrich.
You know, Newt Gingrich, going back to the 1990s, was one of the guys that set this in motion. Before Newt Gingrich, you know, you had people in both parties who would work with each other. You know, they might be conservative, they might be liberal, but they could work. Tip O'Neill was the best. He was the best. He and Reagan hammered out changes in Medicare that kept it solvent up till now. That's what you need. Newt Gingrich was a vicious son of a gun, vicious son of a gun. And he's the one that engineered the impeachment of Bill Clinton. He is the one that set the tone for what we have today. You're absolutely right. But God, I don't want to even see his face on TV anymore. Good call. Thanks a lot, Bill. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I've been named Sherlock in my family because I just want to know what the devil's going on. You know what I mean? And it's like, if this don't make sense, I got to find out why. And it really is alarming to me that now we're shut down again. And this is due to the Republicans. And I'm surprised because I thought, well, maybe he got a conscience. Maybe this guy got a conscience. And I'm talking about McCarthy. And I thought, well, maybe he understands now, you know, he's being blackmailed, he's being pushed, you know, you can't keep going in this situation. And anyhow, when I saw what he did to the Democrats, who put their neck out there and worked with them to keep our government open, It was shocking to me how he went after him. And then I got to thinking, you know, here he signed this being able to have an impeachment trials against Biden, and, you know, without even bringing it to the floor. And I thought, I'm glad the Dems did what they did. But I'm wondering what's going on with the rest there, because now we're shut down again. It's a very insecure feeling watching these people, because there's a lot more than just those eight people. And I don't think necessarily those are the eight. Like, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene probably would have been in on that, but then she's got loyalties. I mean, there's so much different things going on in there. I hope people are watching their party. They really need to watch these people, because they're pretty scary. Thank you, Matt, for bringing this up, and great show. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent comments. And to build on what Gene said, it is more than those eight. There were 11 of them who, on the motion to table, went against McCarthy. then three of them chickened out and split their vote by voting for him in the final vote. But eight of them stabbed them. And Gene, here's the deal. All he had to do over the weekend was say, look, the Speaker of the House is the Speaker for all the House. He doesn't vote. There's no minority Speaker, majority Speaker, Speaker of all the House. And one of the scary things, by the way, is let's say, God forbid, something happened to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. The Speaker of the House is next in line for the presidency. Does that mean that Patrick Henry is? Are you kidding me? Fortunately, under the rules of the House, he can only open and close the sessions. But then what happens? There'll be a fight. It'll end up with the tarantulas. God forbid something like that happens. But this is very serious and dangerous, very serious and dangerous. And for the Republicans to do this, first of all, they got to get rid of this rule where one person, Matt Gaetz, can control people. 96% of the Republicans wanted McCarthy. 4% didn't, and therefore he's not the Speaker. That's almost as bad as unanimous consent, that rule in the Senate. It's got to change, but not only that, they got to put up a Speaker who can talk all he wants. He can shoot his mouth off about this and that. When push comes to shove, he's got to be able to say, look, we had 209 Democrats who are for sane fiscal policy, and we had 156 Republicans. I'm going to put them together again for another clean bill that puts us at least a year in advance, a year going forward, and Ukraine aid. And then there should be an immigration bill. There should be control of our southern borders, but put that in separate legislation and debate it. This isn't difficult. This is not difficult to comprehend. But what they do is they have a radical anti-American, pro-Putin minority of anywhere from 8 to 11. I think Gene's right. I think it's more like 20 or 30 that are closing down our government. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's remarkable that Matt Gaetz is even opening his mouth, because here's a guy who requested a pardon from Donald Trump, you know, over his the allegations that or the charges are actually at the point in that point in time that he was, you know, engaging in sex with underage women. I mean, it's just a request for a pardon. I mean, that's a confession of guilt. I mean, because part of the thing with the whole pardon process is that you're admitting that you're guilty. Jim Jordan, who is basically a pedophile protector. I mean, the Democrats need to just call this guy, call these people out on this kind of thing, because, you know, that it's documented that he called up to say, please don't mention the fact that I just ignored the fact that I was, you know turning a blind eye and blind, you know, covering my ears and refusing to see, you know, speaking no evil of the guy that was raping young men at the college he was at. I mean, that here's these fans, yeah. Supposedly family
I don't, and caucus. And there's nothing. Right. It's hard for me to see Jim Jordan becoming Speaker. I mean, he's very tied to Trump. Trump pulls his strings. I'd be amazed if he became Speaker, but this is dangerous because the Speaker is second in line to the presidency after the Vice President. Very, very serious. Very, very serious. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Are you the next billionaire?
It's time to play America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball.
The winning numbers for the massive $1.2 billion Powerball were 9, 35, 54, 63, 64, and a Powerball of 1, a cash value of $551.7 million. Some House Republicans say they will try to kick Matt Gaetz out of their conference after he successfully removed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
New York Republican Congressman Mark Molinaro says Matt Gaetz and seven other Republicans set their party back by removing Kevin McCarthy and they should have settled differences privately.
I tend to believe that our dirty laundry should remain in our room, our laundry room, and so I think the conference has to have a serious conversation about that.
Molinaro and other moderate Republicans pushing to expel Gates. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged House Republicans to do away with the motion to vacate, saying it makes the Speaker's job impossible. This is ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Randall of Portage, thanks for calling. Randall, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. What if I were to go on the morning news programs and refer to Gymnasium Jordan as a pedophile protector? He could sue me, right? But wouldn't we have to go to court, and I would have to present evidence that I was correct? Would he? Is that something he would want?
No, he would have to present evidence that he wasn't. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, the burden of proof is on him, and so he would have to say he would have to do the proof. Number one, number two, Randall. I think what the previous caller was referring to was that there were press accounts at the time, and he's a public figure. So remember something, under New York Times versus Sullivan, it has to be that he'd have to prove A, that it was untrue. In other words, he was not a pedophile protector. And then B, that the person saying it was reckless, knowing that it was false, and did it anyway. That's not possible here, because there were ample press accounts that said he knew what was going on, did not report it, and then made a phone call I believe, if memory serves, to the brother of a wrestler, was crying on the phone or emotional, saying, please don't out me on this thing, because he was going to run for Congress. Randall, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. I want to get back to this. What do? We're Americans. We're free Americans. We won the Revolutionary War. We won the Civil War in the North. And that was good for all Americans. There were many Southerners who were on our side in that, by the way. We won the Second World War. So what, are we going to cave in to Matt Gaetz? No, the answer is no. And regardless of who they put on as speaker, there is a way around this. And it's called the discharge petition. Let me tell you how it works. But there's time urgency to it, because you have to have it filed 30 days before the vote. We run out of money on November 17. That's the last day of this extension, this continuing resolution. So that means by October, let's say October 17, say October 16, to give yourself a little cushion, we have to file a discharge petition. That means Hakeem Jeffries files it, and he says there are 218 members of Congress who want the attach, which is it's the Senate bill. A clean funding of the government, this time for another year until after the 24 election. Let's put it till January, February of 25, so the new Congress can deal with it. And Ukraine aid. And nothing else. No funny stuff. Nothing else. Okay. 213 Democrats are all on board. It takes five more. It would take five Republicans. But here we have one Republican, Lawler of New York, who is quoted today saying, I think we have eight selfish a-holes who undermine the institution. He's talking about Matt Gaetz and the other seven that vote against Kevin McCarthy. Lawler's got to be one of them. He's not going to get reelected in New York State, I'll tell you that. There are a couple of other New Yorkers should be on that. There's a couple from Pennsylvania, a couple from California, and at least one from Illinois. Get five of them on there, and Hakeem, file the darn thing now. File it certainly by October 16. Here's the way it would work. These five people could say, look, we're Republicans. We're conservatives, whatever that means. I don't care what they say. But they can say to their caucus, we are going to sign on to a discharge petition if you don't right now come up with a speaker who agrees he's going to put a clean continuing resolution for the final year and 2 months or whatever it is, 3 months, with Ukraine aid. And if you do that, we don't need a discharge petition. If you don't do that, we're going to sign on. And then they'll go, we're going to get you, boy. We're going to get you. And you know what they say? Why don't you come up from Louisiana? Why don't you boys come up from Georgia, come up to New York, come up to Illinois, and see what you can do? You're not going to see much. You are not going to see much. But that's what they've got to do. They've got to work on them at the last minute, with this business where McCarthy went down. Some of these people, you know, there's this caucus. It's a moderate caucus. They call it, you know, Common Sense Caucus, Working for the Solutions Caucus, and all this. There are six or eight or more Democrats and Republicans that come from non-gerrymandered districts who want to come to a solution. This is what they want. Now, those people, those Democrats, were going to go over and help McCarthy. Then they looked at the video, and the video said, he's trashing the Democrats. He's saying they're the ones that try to shut it down. The Republicans saved the day. Well, let me tell you something. I've had people call me this morning, say, Matt, the Democrats should have saved them anyway because the Jordan or one of these other guys will be worse. Well, let me tell you something. You can say all you want, but when they looked at that in the caucus and saw themselves being trashed when they gave him 209 votes, they started to think, you know, this guy can't be trusted. This guy, first of all, voted not to certify Joe Biden. Secondly, he permitted an impeachment inquiry to go on through committees when he knew he didn't have the votes in the House, so he didn't put it to a vote, which is illegal. When I say illegal, it's not illegal to do it, but any subpoenas they issue can't be enforced. And then now this guy's trashing us. We don't know what he'll do November 17. So the hell with him. The heck with him. And there are some of them now working for a consensus. You know, in their wildest dreams, they have Hakeem Jeffries as a speaker with five Republican votes. I think that's a bridge too far. That's unlikely. But what they can do is say, set up the guns for a discharge petition, but they've got to do it 30 days in advance or more. They've got to do it 30 days in advance for more. And if you have one of them saying the other Republicans who did this are a-holes, that's not a hard guy to get on board, I would not think. So that is what is going on. And it's got to be a clean, fund the government. And by the way, this funding the government was something I wanted, or that Joe Biden wanted by its terms. Joe took a haircut in the negotiations with McCarthy back in May. He took a haircut. It doesn't provide for any inflation adjustment for any of these expenses or salaries. It's going to require cut. It's a real cut at you know, anywhere from 2 to 5%. But it funds our military. It funds people administering Social Security. It funds TSA agents. It funds people at the airports. It funds people at the borders who are trying to keep out fentanyl and terrorists. It funds all of that. And put it in effect, just like the debt ceiling resolution, till January of 25. Why January of 25? Because in January of 25, the new Congress elected in 24 gets seated the first week. They're going to have to deal with it. We can't do this forever. But that's what we need, because otherwise we're going to be back in the same vote. And Matt Gaetz, under the present rules, can keep challenging speakers. And even if he loses, he can do it again. This guy is deranged. He's very bad news. I'm beginning to think he's not going to get a nice welcome when he comes to Milwaukee by betraying the United States this way. He has a lot of military members in his district. They weren't going to get paid. And I'm not talking about admirals and generals. I'm talking about private, buck privates and corporals and sergeants who have a wife and kids or family. And maybe the spouse doesn't work outside the home. They don't make much money. The big deal is they can vote it. They can shop at the PX and buy cheap hamburger. When I was in the Navy, you get hamburger for 19 cents a pound. Now, that was a heck of a long time ago. You get cigarettes for 10 cents a pack. You didn't have to pay taxes. This is a long time ago. I understand that. But this guy is, he's an enemy of the United States. He's an enemy of the United States, and we need a discharge petition. Now, I want to go here locally. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. You know, you think that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I think it creeps. It's already crept in. I think we have commie government with all this gerrymandering and what's going on. The Wisconsin State Senate just voted not to confirm Tony Evers' appointment to the Wisconsin Election Commission. One of the commissioners resigned, a Democrat. Tony gets a legal right to reappoint somebody. He appointed a guy named Joe Czarnecki. I know Joe, he's a friend of mine. Joe Czarnecki is a former legislator from Milwaukee. He's legendary in Milwaukee. He was the former clerk in Milwaukee. There's nobody better to be a Democrat on that committee. And they just trashed him. They said, now, what they're doing, wake up. You know what they're doing? They will never confirm anybody that Evers appoints, so it'll be a 3-2 Republican majority going forward. Now, that's a difficult thing legally for Janet Protasiewicz and the Supreme Court to handle, because we know what they're doing by, in bad faith, just refusing to confirm anybody, immediately taking it up and then shooting them down. They can't serve. So technically it'd be 3-2. What do you do with that? You'd think that in a democracy, voters wouldn't like that and would vote these guys out. In a gerrymandered legislature, they're not going to get voted out. Some of them are in safe seats, 60 or 70% Republican, 55 or 58. Their margin will be reduced. This fellow Knodel from, I think, Germantown or Menominee Falls, he's in a safe seat. He should have won 55-45. He barely won. So people are getting the message. But this is going on. You know what they also did? They also voted against confirming four of Evers' nominations to the Natural Resources Board. Remember Fred Prehn? Fred Prehn stayed on because for 18 months because he had secret conversations with LeMahieu. And LeMahieu and he arranged that they just wouldn't confirm Evers' appointments. So Fred Prehn had 18 months, and as a result, you know what? We have forever chemicals. We have cancer poison in the water in this state, all around the state. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, but when you have gerrymander for 13 years like this, it's crept in. It set up shop. It set up its own shop. And it's happening at the federal level. When you have the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, you have a few tarantula judges like Eileen Mercedes Cannon and Matthew Kaczmarek in Texas. And then you have in the House of Representatives, they may simply not vote on money at all. And then I have some ideas on what Joe Biden can do about that. Going quick to the lines for another call this segment. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, thanks for calling. Andrew, you have about a minute and a half. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, you just brought up that guy that kept dealing with the PFAS and wouldn't leave his seat and whatever. I don't know the laws in Wisconsin, whatever. I'm wondering if your governor can just put them in as acting this, acting that. No, your Senate's not, but they're acting, just like the Orange Satan did throughout his government at the end. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. He can do that with his cabinet. They have to approve his cabinet, and they'll sit on it. But while they are sitting on it, yes, they can be acting. But that does not extend to the Wisconsin Election Commission or the Natural Resources Board. So it's a great idea. And, I mean, if you wanted to, when you're facing essentially commie government, fascist government, you know, one way to do it is have them seated there anyway. Then you'd have 3-on-3. And if the Republicans say leave, you'd say drop dead. And in the 19th century, it would be dependent on who's the best shot. But, you know, we don't like to get to that because then they'll issue something with this guy voting on it, Joe Czarnecki, my friend. And what's going to happen? They'll contest it in court. It goes up to the Supreme Court. Do we have to govern like this? This is all because of gerrymandering. This is all, remember, the three tactics of the Republican Party now are violence, chaos, and fraud. And it's relentless, and we have to fight it at every turn. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Because protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast.
Lows around 55. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies. West winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Lows dip down to about 47 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Turning much cooler Friday and Saturday, with highs in the mid-50s. Showers possible both days. Once again, low of 55 overnight, high of 70 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. 1.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, continues to disgrace himself in the courtroom in New York. Remember, the most recent, as of yesterday, was he posted a picture of the court's clerk and railed at her. He has a lot of followers. I think he has 50 million followers. So they see her picture, they can figure out where she lives. Says she's after him, and this is a disgrace. Everybody at the judicial and prosecutor level in all the four cases against him have had to get security. Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, the judge in Washington, D.C., Tonya Chutkan. Now it's going to be in New York in this civil trial, Letitia James. He was ordered by the judge to take the picture down, and he did, but it had been up there long enough that, you know, if 50 million people are looking at it, they're going to figure something out. And she took the clerk. She's a clerk. She has no power whatsoever. She can't afford her own security. He has a sadistic streak to him, and he does this to scare people. Scare people. Well, here's the latest tactic. He had his lawyers come back into court 10 minutes late from a break. Now, their breaks, you know, you have a restroom break or whatever. 10 minutes. Now, you may think, oh, well, 10 minutes. No, no. Courts are on very, very strict timelines. I've been in court where the other lawyer was late and the judge just continue with the proceedings. So his poor client is sitting there without a lawyer for 10 minutes. The judge this time said he would do that here. Then his lawyers are deliberately delaying in this respect. In the financial statements where they're giving valuations, each of the apartments being valuated, and there may be 100 or hundreds of them, is some separate subsidiary of the company. So they ask the same questions about every apartment. So they'll say, or condo, they'll say, all right, with condo 201 at this address, here's a financial statement. You signed off on it. So therefore it's your fault, not Trump's, right? Now, the answer to that has always been, we say on it that we are putting the valuations given to us by Mr. Trump. Then they say, how about apartment 309 at this address? And they try to spend days asking the same question about every individual hundreds of apartments. The judge finally said, look, you're not trying to impress a jury here. And by the way, the reason Trump doesn't have a jury trial, he didn't want a jury trial. He asked for there not to be one. He waived his jury trial. You can try that to a point in front of a jury, but in front of a judge, the judge turned to the witness and said, is your answer the same with all of these apartments? And the witness said, yes. Believe it or not, the judge can ask questions in the middle of the trial and override both of the lawyers. Then he did the financial statements. There'd be dozens of financial statements. He'd go through every one and ask the same questions, trying to pin it on the accountant who'd been given false information by Donald Trump. So they're doing these kinds of things, ordering $5,000 worth of McDonald's for the courthouse. You can't, it is against the law to buy things for the clerks and the court personnel, but that's what he did. And The one thing I will say before we go to the lines, he seemed to be almost enjoying himself in the criminal cases. But in this one, if you take a look at his face, he is really angry and really worried, because this can, in my judgment, will result in a fine well into the nine figures, hundreds of millions of dollars. And his only hope is to beat it on appeal, because if he doesn't, he's also not going to be doing business in New York as an officer, director of any company in any ownership capacity, and it will affect his properties elsewhere. Going to the lines, Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, you know, if Alina Haba were my attorney, I'd be really worried too. You know, I don't understand. I thought a fake billionaire, you know, you think he could afford some higher class lawyers than the one he has, but apparently not. But getting back to the Speaker of the House question, Jim Jordan, I mean, the Republican Party, they have to be kidding us. I mean, some of us are old enough, GOP, to remember the last time a Republican member of the House was a former wrestling coach with a sex abuse scandal in his personal past became Speaker of the House. That didn't work out so well for you last time, did it? Why do you think putting in Jim Jordan is going to work out any better than Dennis Hastert did?
Yeah, I want to emphasize something on that for everybody to understand. And I'm not defending Jim Jordan, but Dennis Hastert was accused, he was the Speaker Republican, of actually having sex with some of these wrestlers. Jim Jordan has not been accused of that. And there's no evidence, nor are we suggesting that he was in any respect personally involved in that. But what the reports have been was that he knew about it, knew about somebody else doing it, and didn't report it. And that constitutes a cover-up. He should have reported it. He should have reported it. There also were newspaper reports that he had called somebody, I think it was a brother of one of the wrestlers, and was very emotional and said, you know, please don't, you know, disclose this. He has political plans. I think that that is not a good look for the Republican Party. In fact, I'm being kind of gentle here. That is absurd to put this guy in as Speaker. The guy does nothing but shoot his mouth off, attacking everybody, attacking Biden, attacking the United States. He is not going to put in a clean resolution to fund the government. He's not going to put in aid for Ukraine. He is a dangerous individual. And the Republicans, I think, frankly, if they thought about this for a second, would never come close to putting him up for Speaker. I suspect he won't be the Speaker. I suspect he won't. But if he is, Joe Biden is going to have to figure out a way to keep the government going without the House of Representatives. And the sad thing is, two-thirds, almost 70% of the House wants aid to Ukraine, wants it. And more than 65 to 70% of them want to fund the government. And they can't figure out a way to make that happen around Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. What's going on here? We're coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Domin Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Don't let me down.
Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.